Opioid-related deaths in 2015, the latest available numbers from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, outnumbered those from gun homicides and vehicle crashes combined, and more than died from HIV/AIDS at its peak in the mid-1990s.
Opioid abuse is a deadly serious problem, and we cannot ignore it.
Nelson speaking on the Senate floor last month.
In 2015, more than 33,000 Americans died from prescription opioid overdose. That's 15% more people than had died just the previous year.
Nearly two-thirds of the deaths were linked to opioids such as Percocet, OxyContin, heroin, and fentanyl. Florida, says Nelson, is right there in the national trend.
What Florida saw between 2014 and 2015 was a 22.7% increase. In that year, Florida suffered over 2,000 deaths from opioid overdose.
According to the CDC, there are more drug overdose deaths now than any other period in U.S. history, even more than past epidemics involving heroin, crack cocaine, and most recently, methamphetamine.
Opioid is a medication that interacts with the brain and allows you to not feel pain. Your body still manifests the pain, but you don't feel it.
Justin Perry is a counselor at the Lakeview Center, a rehab facility serving Northwest Florida. If used properly, opioids are valuable and effective treatments. But Perry says there's a lot of potential for abuse, and the number of opioid cases has risen in the past few years.
Maybe that six-hour window, you get to 4 hours and you feel a little bit of pain, so you'll take that second one. And because it works, it also gives you a little bit of euphoria, which leads to using a little bit more frequently. Recently, they came out and said that most adolescents that are using opioids started with a prescription from a physician or a dentist.
Addiction is characterized by an individual's pathological pursuit of reward and or relief by substance use and other behaviors. Perry says there are some telltale signs of opioid abuse.
Not following through on their obligations. They tend to be lying a little bit more frequently. Money goes missing out of a purse or wallet. People tend to resort to stealing or some of the criminal activity to obtain the medication. Frequent bathroom visits, staying up all night, and then sleeping throughout the day, and maybe having some sweats when you wake up.
Lakeview and other facilities offer a number of treatment programs, which Perry says are customized to the individual. Residential programs can last for up to 60 days. Patient screening can help determine the best avenue.
Maybe the 18-year-old, he's taken a few extra Lortabs from the dental procedure. He may want to look into an outpatient program that meets three times a week. Somebody that's using heroin every day, they may want to look into maybe a methadone clinic or a Suboxone clinic. There's a Vivitrol medication that blocks the receptors for opiates.
Over the past decade, mental health and substance abuse have been treated at the same time when they weren't before. Spirituality has also been included in many programs. When the client's released, their aftercare can include psychiatric services.
For continued medication management, it could be depression or anxiety that an individual encounters when they come off of any opioid or any other substance for that matter. We encourage 12-step meetings. Support groups are always available, and we try to step down into community resources as well. Case management, if available.
Mahatma Gandhi is quoted as saying, "Love the sinner, but hate the sin." In the battle against opioid abuse, Perry says that could translate into what many law enforcement agencies are now doing, separating the drug abuser from the drug crime.
They've done a lot of work to get people not only off the streets into detox centers, but they stop taking people to jails for straight addiction. When they go to the jails, they don't gain anything. They leave. They go back out into it, and then they've got a record, so that they're not able to get work for something that a doctor prescribed initially.
While he believes there remains a need for opioids to manage pain in many cases, Lakeview's Justin Perry says doctors are beginning to focus on alternatives.
More natural medicines, more therapy services, physical therapies. The younger guy who has a toothache and goes to the emergency room probably doesn't need a shot of Dilaudid. The medical offices play a role in it. I think there's a big push in the community, and we recognize that there is a significant problem, and we're all trying.
More information on opioid addiction is available at elakeviewcenter.org and at cdc.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.